Now, if you're visiting with us this morning, I think we might just have a few visitors here. They may have been here before, but I don't recognize a few faces here. So we're just glad to have y'all. And if you would, we would sure love some information. If you would look in the chair in front of you, there's a pouch there with a envelope, pen, and a form. And if you could just fill that out, let us know who you are and how to get in touch with you. We'd sure love to be able to call you and say, hey, we was glad having you here, and answer any questions you got about us, and just let us get to know each other a little bit. So we'd appreciate that. All right, Orban, would you come on up? Orban's going to bless us with a song in tribute to a late friend of his.
Pardon my confusion. We've made some ad lib additions to the lineup this morning. But opening prayer is next. I believe I'll start with making sure you're aware of the announcements you may see in your bulletin. Everybody's invited to stay for the lunch next door, celebrating our Mother's Day event. Plenty of food. Please join us. And prayer meeting every Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning in the room just to the right, through the door to the right. And join those who would pray for our nation, our state, the world, our church, and churches everywhere, and for the cause of Christ. Women's Bible study takes place on Tuesdays at 6:30 in the evening in that same room. I think my wife Terry is leading the study in the book of Judges. I think this is your second week in the book of Judges. Third week. Okay. And then Wednesday night we have our normal prayer service and lesson. It's taught by Ray North. That starts at 6 o'clock every Wednesday night. Everyone is welcome. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, your children have gathered in worship of you this morning for celebration. This is a special day where we honor our mothers who are among us, and all mothers who find their worth in your revelation by seeking you in your written word. For there is where we find our purpose, image bearers of our God Most High. There your word inspires us. For you are a God who keeps his promises. You alone are worthy of our praise and for the blessings of the creation and the purposes for your creation. From the beginning you have made us, helpmates you have made us, whom you intended to rear families who follow the dictates that you have given with your love as that cornerstone and foundation of the faith and the hope that you promised in our moment of greatest need, and in the moment of your choosing. Yes, Lord, we celebrate mothers and wives within this building, within whom you live and minister, that they then bring forth families offered upon your throne of grace. Lord, we ask a special blessing for these, and especially also for those who grieve for their families, vulnerable and stumbling at the hand of the father of lies. Hold these closely, Lord. Hold them as well as your image bearers and those who would bring comfort to these, and your love unconditional as well, while we share with them the joys of our salvation to those in such distresses. Lord, we pray that we find favor in your sight this morning, that we would cherish this noble office of motherhood and wife who must purpose for their families to seek you in all their ways. This they have been gifted since the creation unto the glorification of you and our Heavenly Father. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe this morning we're in the book of Proverbs. chapter 31, Proverbs. And I believe we read verses 10 through the end of the chapter. 31 Proverbs, verse 10 through 31. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. He opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Our mamas, well, I like to talk about my mother. She was my mama. Carol, am I having problems? Turn my volume off. Up. All right. Is that enough? Is that about right? This lady right here is a lifesaver this morning. Brenda called. Brenda called, and she was having car trouble. She was not going to be able to be with us. Well, God prevented us from having a catastrophe because I can't play the piano. I can't sing either. So, Linda, thank you so very much. Let's give her a round of applause. It's good to remember mamas. No better friend that a child could have than a mama. And I ran across something that is entitled, What Defines a Mother? We'll say, What Defines a Mama? What defines a mama? It's more than DNA. In fact, it seems biology will just get in the way. It's not from whom we came from. It's who made us who we are. It's who gave us strength and courage and the drive to travel far. Some mamas are there from the beginning. Some join us along the way. But always, they're supporting us each and every day. Thanks often is unspoken. In truth, there is no need. Our deeper soul connection help set our spirits free. This morning, mamas, I salute you and we salute you. The job that you have as a mama, I can't think of a tougher job. Many times it's long hours. Many times it's through times of your illness, and yet you continue to give of yourself that the supply of your family is met. We thank you for that. I thank my mama for that. My mama was a good mama, and I think of her in many, many warm terms and with sweet, sweet memories. Some of you here this morning knew my mama, especially back there in the back corner. You knew my mama. She was a good mama. And today, ladies, especially the single mamas that might be here with us this morning, God bless you. My prayers are with you. That is a tough, tough situation to live with. My wife and I had four daughters, and two of our daughters are single mamas, and that's tough when that is the situation and the circumstances are that way. But God bless godly mamas. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you so much for grace. Oh, how lost we would be, how undone we would be, how without hope we would be without grace. Thank you for grace. Thank you for the free gift of eternal life. Thank you for your word that it's true and that it's accurate. Father, we pray that you would guide our thoughts and our minds today, that we might receive during this time, Father, the things that you would have us to receive. And Father, we do ask that you'd bless extra special good the mamas that are here. Father, care for them, strengthen them, and may we as husbands, may we also encourage our wives, thank our wives, hold our wives in high esteem, in tenderness, in our prayers, in our daily walk. We pray, Father, that we might be the examples of Christ that we should be to our mamas. Father, we ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. I was looking through some things concerning Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a very special day in my mind. I was looking through some things, and there was one Sunday morning that a mother was not feeling real well, and so she decided not to go to church and spread the germs around. That's the way mamas are. And so she asked her little girl to remember what the sermon was about, what the preacher preached about, so she could tell her mother and explain to her mother what the pastor had to say. When the child came home, of course, the mother asked her exactly what the pastor talked about. And she said, well, the preacher said, don't be scared, you'll get your quilt. She said, what'd you say? Said, the preacher said, don't worry, you're going to get your quilt. Don't be scared, you're going to get your quilt. Of course, the mother didn't understand. She couldn't wait until the next Sunday so she could go to church and ask the pastor what he spoke about. When she asked the pastor, he got a good laugh, and he explained his message was, fear not, thy comforter will come. Kiddos are precious things. Mamas are precious things. Today we read about the virtuous woman. The woman we read about in Proverbs 31. This morning I want to talk about a couple of other mothers that we find in the Word of God. Jochebed, the mother of Moses, and then we want to talk about and look at very briefly Pharaoh's daughter. Two mothers, the same child. Think about that. My wife said, well, what are you going to speak about? Earlier in the week, and I said, well, I think the Lord is leading me to speak about two mothers and the same child. A quizzical look came across my wife's face. And she said, tell me about it. I said, well, it's found in the book of Exodus. And in Exodus chapter 6, verse 20, and Amram took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife, and she bare Aaron and Moses, and the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. So we find Jochebed married Amram. And in Exodus chapter 2, we find, and there went a man to the house of Levi, of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. This is Jochebed. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Moses was that child. And when she could no longer hide him, she took him for an ark, took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's bank. Why did she do that? Well, the children of Israel was under persecution from Pharaoh. He sent out a decree that all the man children, Jewish man children, should be killed below the age of 3. And Moses' mother, Jochebed, loved Moses. She cared for Moses. She did not want Moses to be slaughtered with all of the other male children. We find in Exodus 2, verse 10, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So Moses had two mothers. We find Jochebed, and then Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. As I was thinking about this and the devotion that Jochebed had to her son, that she would take such care for him and guard him and nurture him, it was neat also that Moses' little sister, our older sister, found Pharaoh's daughter as she was bathing in the river there close to Moses' ark, or if you would, his, what's the word I'm trying to think? Anyway, the vessel of bulrushes that she had made for him. As she saw that, his sister ran to Pharaoh's daughter and said, I know a woman who would be glad to care for your child. Talking about her mother. She knew her mother, the faithfulness of her mother, and she thought that would be an ideal situation for Moses' mother to care for him when he was then under the tutelage of Pharaoh's daughter. As I was thinking about that, I found that there are characteristics of a godly mother that are found in this account of Jochebed and Moses, who also, his mother, bore also Aaron. We find those two men were very much involved in the Old Testament history that we have. But what are the characteristics of a godly mother? As I thought about it, my mama displayed all of these characteristics, and I'm sure that as we look at those, you will find some of them apply to your mother also, to your mama. I find that a characteristic of a godly mother is nurturing. They nurture their children. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13, as one whom his mother comforteth or nurtures, so will I comfort or nurture you. A godly mother trusts God for the task of being a mother. Verse 5, chapter 5, verse 7, 1 Peter, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. A godly mother is dedicated, as we read in Proverbs chapter 31, and the faithfulness that we find mentioned there in Proverbs chapter 31, 10 and following. godly mother is a forgiving mother. Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. A godly mother displays an attitude of forgiveness. We find also a godly mother has a characteristic of not being perfect herself. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. And I can remember my mother. We used to have what was called in our home, my growing up, big old farmhouse. My dad, I can remember laying in bed on hot summer nights as he would drive his old 8N Ford tractor back and forth in the field that bordered the driveway, which lay across from my bedroom window. No air conditioning. Nancy and I have experienced that this week, by the way. Our air conditioner has a problem. We have an extended warranty, and lo and behold, they've ordered the part, but it just can't seem to find its way from Atlanta, Georgia, to Tyler for it to be repaired. We've laid at night and listened to the night sounds, which is rather refreshing. But anyway, I can remember my dad watching him drive his old 8N Ford tractor back and forth in that field as he prepared it for the crops that he was going to plant. He worked a full-time job. He worked there on the farm. I can remember that. You know what? I can remember my mama working on the farm. I can remember my mother washing our clothes in an iron wash pot in the backyard. I can remember my mother doing without a refrigerator. We didn't even have an ice box. I can remember when my dad brought home an old Coca-Cola ice box that my brother, who delivered ice at the age of 14, would come by the house, and we would always buy ice, and he would deliver it for our Coke box, ice box. That was all there was, just ice, no electricity to it. We drained it, water. I can remember those days. But you know what? I never remember my mother, my mama, complaining. She was always grateful. My dad did all that he could do. My mother was always, always grateful, always complimentary, always supportive. But mamas are not all perfect. I don't mean not every mother is perfect. I mean every mother is not always perfect. That's the reason we find in 1 John, we're encouraged, even as believers, to confess our sin. And I think the greatest thing, characteristic of a mama, a godly mama, is that they love unconditionally. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another. Unconditional love is an example of God's love for us. Mamas ought to reflect that same love, unconditional love. And I can remember my mama being unconditionally forgiving to all of the things that a growing boy who has two older brothers and an older sister, all of those things that we could get into that maybe were not what we should be doing. I don't know what brought this to mind, but I can remember the farm that we lived at, on. I can remember it had a chicken house that had windows in it, big windows. What does a kid do who just gets a new BB gun for Christmas? Every one of those windows were broken out. Who came to my rescue and defense when Dad got home? My mother did. My mother did. I don't know what brought that memory back. But love unconditionally. She loved. My mother did unconditionally. She not only loved her kiddos, but she loved my daddy. Never, ever, ever did I ever hear her talk derogatory or complaining about my daddy. Nor did she get upset because he was too tired after working a full-time job and working on the farm. He was too tired, maybe, to do what she really needed him to do. Never heard her complain. Mothers, we saw the son with two mothers. We saw that. Moses, Jochebed, his birth mother, Pharaoh's daughter, his growing up mother, the other mothers in the Word of God. We have the story of Hannah and Elkanah. Hannah, barren, God chose or answers Hannah's prayer. Samuel was born. Hannah performed her vow to the Lord and gave Samuel to Eli to serve in the temple. We read about an elderly mother and one handmaid mother along with two boys. Isaac was born to Abraham and Sarah when Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was in her late 90s. We find one wife and one young virgin, two boys, Zacharias and Elizabeth, parents of John the Baptist, proclaimer of Christ, Elizabeth, cousin of Mary, Mary, mother of Christ, the Savior of the world, and John the Baptist. One wife, one young virgin, Mary, had examples to follow as she was informed by the angel who visited her and told her that she was going to bear the Savior of the world. She took it. She performed her duties faithfully. We find that these characteristics of mothers we can see in the world around us today, in godly mothers. Mothers that are here today. Mothers that wish they could be here today but are not well. My wife being one. Pray for her. She has problems with her right knee. She injured it again on Friday. So pray for her. But pray for mothers. And I'll say this again. Mothers carry a heavy load. Mothers are the encouragement that keep daddies going. Mothers are the encouragement and the instructors for those children that they bear. And maybe they're not their children. Maybe they are stepchildren. But you know what? They're mamas. And they care for them just as much as they do their own birth children. I've seen it. I've experienced it. We have that situation in our home. Love them. Care for them. Minister to them in their needs. Godly mothers. There's more that I'd like to share with you, and maybe I will in coming Sundays. Today was a little bit short on time. But let me say this. God bless you as mamas. Gentlemen, if you have a godly wife who is a mama to your children, you love her, you care for her, you do for her, you encourage her, you love her as nobody else can love her, because you're a blessed man. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we come to you today so grateful for our godly mamas, so grateful for the mamas that are here today. Father, we ask that you would minister to their every need, whatever that need might be. If it's rest, we pray, Father, that you'd give them rest, energy. Father, if there's a need for hope, we pray, Father, that you'd give them expectancy, knowing that you will bring that need into fruition so that they have the things that they need. We pray, Father, that you would encourage and bless and lead and guide. Father, we give you the honor and praise. praise. Thank you once again for our godly mamas, Father, for loving us like you do. We ask these things in Christ's name.